Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is presented by David Lowen Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
All right, let's talk some football with Bill Cowher, analyst for the NFL on CBS. You can catch him Sunday in Foxborough on the NFL Today for the AFC Championship game. Between the Jags and the Brady.
They got a shot, man. Excuse me. They got a shot. There's no question. Bill Cowher joins us. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Joe and Zach. Are you guys warm down there? Because it's very cold up here.
It's actually cold here this morning, yeah. Coach.
But we're not. We can't complain.
What is cold? What is cold for you guys?
44 degrees in my car this morning when I drove
it. It's so cold for you guys. So cold. I feel for you.
We're hoping it's up in the 60s when we get out of here, today, Coach.
Right.
So we don't want to complain. I don't want you thinking we're soft down here in South Florida. But hey, Coach, this is for years. We haven't talked to you, but a lot of fans through the years in different NFL cities, as you know, always going, we got to get that guy Cowher. That's the kind of coach we need. Were you ever close to coming out of retirement and jumping into head coaching again?
No, I'm not really. Honestly, Joe, I've been very flattered to be talked about and people have inquired about it. But honestly, I got a great job with CBS. I love the platform I'm in. I had the best job in football for 15 years and stepped away, and I'm really enjoying this balance I have in my life right now, honestly. Just talking about it on Sundays during football season, really having a true off season where I can kind of get away and spend time with my family and do things I could never do before when I was coaching.
Yeah, well, you're one of the few to do that, because usually you guys go down to the grave in these jobs. And John Gruden, were you surprised by that? Did he decided after all those years to go back? That surprised you a little bit or not?
No, you know what? It depends on where you are. You know, I mean, I think for John, like he mentioned it. You know, he never wanted to leave the Raiders. He was fired by Tampa Bay. He wanted to come back, and, you know, it feels like he's a better coach now. He's doing what he did. He's had a chance to reflect. He's going to get another chance. And so I get it. You know, I mean, listen, I was there for 15 years. I stepped down on my own volition. And you know what? I feel good about the body of work. I don't need to validate anything. So it's all, I think, with each individual, it's how you left that really is more a part of the reason why you come back. If you come back. So, I'm good. I think John will do a great job. I think he's great to have back in the game. And I enjoy what I'm doing in this element of the game.
We're going to have to put your quotes out so none of the other five teams looking for coaches call you up. You know that. Bill Cowher said to Joe and Zach, he's good. Okay,
exactly.
So now that that's out of there. All right, so in your old neck of the woods in Pittsburgh over the weekend, obviously one of the better games, maybe not the best game of the weekend, but very close to it. But after the game, a lot of stuff coming about Mike Tomlin and the onside kick and Big Ben, and he can't call audibles at the line of scrimmage. Coach, you had to be kind of, you're laughing. You had to be kind of looking at all that going, wow, there's a lot going on in Pittsburgh, but a lot of negative news, not positive news.
Well, there's always negative news in Pittsburgh when you lose a playoff game. I lost a bunch of playoff games, too, and there's always negative news about that as well. So, hey, listen, you know what? It's always tough. You had a Jacksonville team that came in that, you know, they beat them the first time around. They came back in and they did what they had to do. They jumped out to a 21-0 lead and then kept responding every time Pittsburgh made a run. They responded. It was a great football game. And I give a lot of credit to Jacksonville, not just to the defense, which is, you know, they gave up some play, but that's a really good offense on Pittsburgh. But to Blake Bortles, I give a lot of credit to him, to Doug Marrone, to that football team, to Leonard Fournette, the way he played and ran, came back from his injury in the first half. And it's a good football team with a well fought game. They beat them in a physical style, in a physical manner, and they deserve to be where they are. I mean, really, you guys talking about the best defense in the AFC going against the best offense this weekend in the AFC. So we'll see if defense wins or offense wins, but and that defense in New England is not too bad either.
Coach, you've been surprised. A lot of head coaches this offseason who have been able to keep their jobs have actually gotten rid. It looks like on their own, too, not because of the front office, have gotten rid of a lot of assistant coaches and coordinators.
Yeah.
Maybe more than usual. Does it feel that way to you?
No, you know, it's interesting because in the year 2000, I know we didn't make the playoffs. We were 9-7. We fell short. And I made changes on both sides of the ball. I brought Ken Wisenhunt in. I brought Dick LeBeau back.
That's right.
In 2001, we went from 9-7 to 13-3. And so, you know, sometimes making a tweak is a good thing. You need to continue the tweak. You can't stay the same. Your team doesn't stay the same. You don't stay the same. You know, every year is a new year. You start over. You don't just pick up where you left off. And so it's okay to make changes. Change is not a bad thing. Change is something that people sometimes resist. But you know what? Sometimes that resistance also brings out the best in you when you finally realize you have another choice and to accept it. So I don't think there's anything bad about making changes.
I always wonder, how hard is it? Because you guys get so coached. I think it's up to like 25 coaches on a staff now. When you let guys go, is that the toughest part of that business, whether it's a coach or a player?
Well, I mean, more so with coaching. I think playing is a window of time. I think for every player, they realize that, you know, at some point you're not going to – most players, and you're not going to finish on your own choice because it's just the way the nature of the profession is. Coaching is different. Coaching is a lifestyle. Coaching is a lifetime profession. For playing is not – you're not going to play the rest of your life, but
right.
Coaching you can do. So it is tough. It's difficult, and at the same time, you know, the one thing you have to understand as a head coach is you have to kind of isolate yourself and realize you're making changes in a bigger picture frame of mind, and that you work for the owner, and you're there to bring a championship in. And sometimes you have to make tweaks and you have to make changes, sometimes just for the sake of change. It doesn't always validate, you know, you can't use numbers to validate doing it, but at the same time, it's just a feel you have as a head coach, and sometimes you have to just change the chemistry you have on your team, and sometimes you have to change the chemistry you have in your coaching staff. So I get it, I understand it, but it's absolutely more difficult thing to do with coaches than it is with players.
Speaking of change, a team that really hasn't done that much changing with two guys over the last 17 years, Belichick and Brady.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, we've seen it a lot down here, you know, being in the AFC East, but, Coach, you coached against those guys a lot also. Is it amazing what we've seen for the last 17 years there in Foxborough?
Yeah, it is. And you know, the one thing, and I know it's always difficult, but these two guys, you talk about two people that respect the game, they both respect the game tremendously. I think when you watch them and listen to them, you know, they stay in the moment. They don't get caught up in their successes. They sit there and respect everybody they're playing. They respect the history of the game, where they're at. They appreciate where they are, and they don't take anything for granted. And so it's hard not to respect them for what they've done because of how they respect the people that they go against and respect the game that they're involved in.
Coach, there's been a lot of changes through the years, and you've watched them up close, the way the NFL has changed because of CTE and all the lawsuits and the changes. I'm just curious, as you sit back in that chair, and by the way, they're bringing you great food, the makeup artist, the whole deal that you guys get, and that Marino had sitting there next to you for years. I'm just curious.
Oh, yeah.
I had to get him in there, get a little jab, Casey's listening right now. But the NFL review, there's got to be a way with technology to still speed that up a little bit. Would you agree?
You're talking about the actual game itself?
Yeah, the game. Just when they have a call to get it right, can we speed it up a little bit?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because, you know, we're just talking about the catch, no catch. Just trying to make the fan appreciate the game and not, you know, I feel like, and you're right, because I feel like every time there's a good play, we're all kind of reluctant to get too excited because
right.
It's like it's going to get called back, right? It's like, oh, well, is that going to stand or not? Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, there's a fine line. Listen, football is it's a great game. It's a unique game. It's such a chess match. There's so many complexities to it. And when you understand it, it's a made-for-TV game because we all have a chance to sit there and you have time in between every play to be our own quarterback, to be our own defensive coordinator, what you should do, what you shouldn't do.
Right.
Then you have a little bit of time after every play to sit there and say, wow, that was a terrible call.
Yeah.
We can second-guess every call afterwards. But you know what? That's the beauty of the game. It is an ultimate chess match, and I say that with great respect for the game, having been involved with it my entire life. And yeah, you're right. I think I like to make it simplified, clarified to the fans, so that we can sit there and enjoy the beauty of the artistry of these great athletes on the field and some of the things that they do, and not get caught up sometimes with just the basic technology that we micro look at everything. Like, we have HD for everything. We take it down frame to frame. It's not a frame-to-frame game. It's a game played very fast
right, by
great athletes, and we should appreciate that and get caught up in the enjoyment of it, not just the analytics of it and analyzing every play.
Before I get to the Vikings game, NFL.com just put out a tweet, 5 jobs remain open. You sure, Coach? You want us to put the quote out there? Just making sure before I get to my next question, because I know you're going to be asked about 200 times.
Yeah, thank you for that up there.
Really, okay, just wanted to make sure you knew it. That's it, just in case you didn't. All right, Coach, Vikings end to that game. Was that the best you've ever seen?
What a tale of two halves. What a great game, right? I mean, you sit there and Vikings jump out. But you knew Drew Brees was not going to sit there and be under 50% throwing completion percentage. Then the second half just kind of masterfully brought them back, and you sat there and said, wow, Drew Brees, is this it? 39-year-old, potentially going against a 40-year-old in the Super Bowl. How cool would that be? But you know what? I give a lot. Case Keenum brought them back. I feel bad for Marcus Williams. But Marcus Williams is a young player. He's a good player. So he will not be defined by that play. He's got, it's not like later in your career and you have a Jerome Bettis that fumbles in the playoffs and you wonder, is that the last play that I'm going to have? So, Marcus Williams, he will have a lot more moments that will be more defining than that. But boy, what an ending to a game. And, I think if you got, and arguably you still have, I think what you have is the four best teams that are really, no one's really on this path to these championship games that shouldn't be there. I mean, Jacksonville proved they should be there. Minnesota and Philadelphia proved they should be there. So, you know what? I think the game, as in all the ups and downs, the roller coaster ride we've all been on, you have the four best teams left in football are playing this weekend.
You don't get there by luck. I totally agree, Coach.
No,
you get here late, man. You're there for a reason. You've done a lot of things right. That ain't no luck of the way the football bounced and all that stuff. Hey, Coach, thank you so much, man. It was great having you. We got to do this more than once every 20 years with you, though, Coach. We got to get you more in the rotation.
Absolutely got to do it. Listen, make sure you put your gloves on. It's really cold down here. Remember, it's 44.
That's right. Okay. Coach, I'm freezing, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
I mean, I feel for you.
See you later.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.